Also meeting tonight, the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners, 7 p.m. at the Orange County Main Library is where that's taking place this evening. That's on Margaret Lane. Number of items on the agenda. You can get the full agenda online at hillsboroughnc.gov. Or just stay with us because we got the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens, on the line right now to talk about that meeting as well as some other upcoming events in Hillsborough over the next few days. Mayor Stevens, good to be with you today.
Well, likewise. Happy Monday, Aaron.
Happy Monday. So going on tonight at the library on Margaret Lane, and that's because the new meeting facility is still being renovated, right?
That is indeed correct. And I think that renovation is coming along, but boy, that's where we had the water leak, and we have this nice new room and got flooded out with hot steaming water. So it's being repaired, and the Witte building was not available. Unfortunately, the Orange County Library meeting room was, and so that holds, I think their occupancy is around 99 people. So we think that will be, hopefully will be enough room for us tonight. So it's right in the center of downtown, right off Margaret Lane, the meeting room at the library. And we've got a number of interesting things on the agenda. Some of the things I've read the packet that we have and some of the preliminary information, and I'll be interested to see what that board conversation is going to be. One is simply we have a request from Orange County to approve some increased inspections for residential projects. Apparently, there's some changes that are happening all with building inspections, and so trying to accommodate that. There's a piece of property that the town owns that somebody is wanting to buy that's in West Hillsborough, and then one of the things that probably touches more people is we're going to get an updated report on the implementation of our sidewalk seating requirements. We, of course, expanded the sidewalks downtown last year, where they're in the process of being expanded in West Hillsborough now. They're on Nash Street, and we made some changes to the outdoor seating ordinance. And so this is an update about where are we and where do we go forward from here. We have a few restaurants that have been have had their approvals and are coming up to the new code. Some others are in process. Some have yet to apply. And so how are we going to bring people along? So it should be an interesting evening.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about the sidewalk seating ordinance, because I was up there just the other day and saw the sidewalk seating out in front of the Wooden Nickel and a couple of other places, and it's hopping, and it is definitely new. So what are the new regulations, and how are people kind of responding to it?
Well, the response, first I'll say, is all over the map. Generally, when we expanded the sidewalks, you know, of course, the restaurants expanded and took up a lot of part of it. And we had recognized that a perennial problem is when you have outdoor seatings is that sometimes the restaurants do this. Sometimes a lot of the patrons will move chairs out, mm-hmm. and it starts impeding the flow. And so the new ordinance is actually pretty straightforward. We require an annual permit from each of the restaurants that wants to have outdoor seating. They need to have a seating plan. They need to have a sign off that they have insurance and indemnify the town, which makes sense because we want to, you know, protect the public. And then part of that seating plan has to include about some kind of barriers or some kind of physical demarcations that keeps the seating contained. And so we've had two places that have their tentative approval, and that's been Panchito's and the Wooden Nickel. And they actually got local artists and kind of did a pretty substantial kind of seating area. And I think that as people were looking at that, it was, I would say the response has been mixed. Some people absolutely love it. Some people hate it. For I think a lot of folks, it's just a little bit of getting used to that there's these planters or these kind of structures that are in the sidewalk. So There's a lot of discussion that's going on around about that. The main point of discussion, though, I think is going to be, where we're going to pick up enforcement to make sure that we have all the restaurants start having to do their seating plans. You know, we have over a dozen restaurants now that have seating that are outdoors and one or two other places. So people have appreciated the kind of sleepy nature that we have when the fairly lax outdoor seating, but we're just getting to be so much of it. I think we're going to have to tighten it up a little bit.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and again, if you want the full agenda for the meeting, it's online right now at hillsboroughnc.gov. Mayor, you also mentioned that piece of town-owned land, was it on Latimer that someone was looking to buy?
That's right.
Yeah.
What is that
property?
It looks more like a residential lot. And so this is one of those that I really want to come to understand a little bit more about it. I think it's going to be probably something as straightforward. I'm not aware that the town necessarily has plans for this, but it is, and I'm not even quite sure the history of how the town acquired it. So that's part of what our report will be tonight. But it would keep somebody building next door because it's an odd-shaped parcel. From expanding their house or doing some building, so it would make some sense, I think, that the a neighboring parcel would want to purchase it from the town. Of course, one of the things is purchasing property from a local government is a convoluted process, and so some nearby neighbors have asked to buy the property, and so this is just essentially running it through the process. We'll hear a little bit more about that tonight.
Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for the full agenda. Meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Orange County Main Library, this time on Margaret Lane in the meeting room there. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, that's coming up tonight. What's coming up this weekend?
Well, one of the things that's going to be great fun is Fairview Live. Fairview Live has been a community gathering that's been happening every other year, and this is like the sixth time that it's done. It's at noon to 5 at Fairview Park, and it has sort of grown from being a very local neighborhood celebration to now it is looked at more as a celebration of Hillsborough neighborhoods. And so it starts at 5. It's a joint effort between our police department, between the Fairview Community Watch, Orange County Parks and Recreation is out there. There'll be a lot of games for the kids. And my understanding is we have a really good band. Johnny White and the Elite will be making a special appearance. They played it last Friday, not too long ago, and it was just really rocking. So there's different kinds of music and games and fun for the family. I think there's hot dogs and food out there. So want a thing to do with your family on Saturday afternoon? Come on out to Fairview Park. It's it's a very nice park that's in Hillsborough. It's a county park, and we're really glad that it's there. It's a nice Hillsborough neighborhood. And I would also, that's for fun, go out to Fairview Live. We do have a community work time to help continue to rebuild the Okunichi Replica Village, and that's happening in the morning, 8 to noon. They're at the Replica Village behind the farmers market. So for folks who kind of want to get out there and, get their hands in the dirt, what folks will be working on is doing the inside buildings of the Replica Village, the huts and other structures. They are starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Again, a little bit more information about that is on the town website.
Again, that's hillsboroughnc.gov. You can also go to visithillsboroughnc.com for more information. That's a full day for Saturday. You go there, you work on the village in the morning, get something from the farmer's market, head up to Fairview Live. That's the whole day.
You've got a day, and of course, there's always there's always Riverwalk, and lots of shops to go through, and there's live music at night. Hillsborough is a happening place. It's a lovely place to live and things to do. If you live there, it's a great place to come out for an afternoon or the day or an evening. Bring your date, bring your family. It's just a real gem in the triangle where we get to live in this community. So I thank my lucky stars that I get to live here. And again, that our visitor centers, the visiting website is a good place to kind of touch base about, you know, what's going on. It's to visit HillsboroughNC.com.
That's a good website, HillsboroughNC.gov as well, for more information on town government, including the full agenda for tonight's meeting, 7 p.m. Orange County Main Library on Margaret Lane. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.